I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Right now, there is a Greek island housing 2,500 individuals from one of the most distrusted groups on the planet, young, single, refugee men. Dale Dielman of Tent Schools International says a humanitarian group on the island has asked them to help bring a vital gift to these young men, purpose.
Their biggest concern is radicalization, that these young men may be picked up and recruited by terrorist organizations. Because they have no hope, they have no sense of a future, and if someone can use them, if they have a cause, they'll go for it.
That's why in this situation, the absence of compassion and the presence of fear greatly increases the risks. Tent Schools is stepping in to help as the hands and feet of Jesus. Would you join them? Learn how at missionnews.org. And you've heard us talk about the Deaf Bible Society and the resources that they offer to promote deaf scripture engagement and advocacy. But Chantel Pagan, Deaf Bible Society's advocacy director, says they also want to motivate believers to advocate for the deaf in prayer.
For any person who is willing to come alongside us and pray for the needs of the deaf community, you can text PRAY, P-R-A-Y, to 444-999. And every week, at the beginning of the week, starting Mondays, you'll receive updates on things that our team is praying for and that the community is praying for as well.
Once you sign up for Deaf Bible's text updates, commit to interceding in prayer each week for these unengaged deaf communities around the world. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.